Blog Talk Radio.
In these perilous times, we're praying for peace. We're looking for answers. But the answers will not be found on the Senate floor in the House of Representatives. It's only in the Most High God. We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will remove
another new edition of Gospel Go. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Go is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. When our ancestors first landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm and their African chants. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic essentials of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, and then blues, and then jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. And so we come to you each week at 12 noon on Blog Talk Radio to bring you the history of our people and the great music they have produced in the African American community through gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Go Group's Facebook page. There you will find more information about Gospel Go. You'll find some of the music that we play here. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Go program. All of our programs are archived, so you can go to the Gospel Go Group's Facebook page at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link. It will take you directly to that program. We invite you to stay in touch with us so that we can stay in touch with you. If you would like to contact us, you can leave your comments on the in the comments section of our Facebook page, or If you would like to email us, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on each Monday, 12 noon, for 1 hour to bring you the very best in what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. It is our custom that before we start our program each Monday, we do start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that something be played today, something be said today, will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program, but first we're going to listen to this. If you would like to speak to me in the studio, you can call area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can speak to me directly in the studio. I'm going to come back, introduce our program for today, but first, let's listen to this.
Lord, I'm down in this scene of where I need you.
Come on,
come on. Never let me down.
Come on
and see, 'cause I'm down.
I'm down.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our first feature for today is the Bolton Brothers. Reverend Linwood Bolton Sr. and his wife, Leola Bolton, brought 20 children into the world, 8 sons, 12 daughters. They raised them all to know the glory of God. 5 of those sons went on to become ministers. From those children came the birth of the gospel group known as the Bolton Brothers, which includes members Jerry, L.W., Junior, James, and Ray Bolton. The Bolton Brothers completed a debut album in 1996, Live in Mobile. It was followed 2 years later by their sophomore release, Live in Mobile, Volume 2. Both offerings were done on the BlackBerry record label and sold as videos as well. In 2001, it saw the release of their third album, Revival, in Atlanta. Some of the songs the Bolton Brothers have recorded included Bless the Name of Jesus, Just to Know Him, Lord Done Delivered Me, If He Still Cares, Oh How I Love Him, I Give Up Everything, Will You Be Ready, my personal favorite, Cornbread and Black Eyed Peas. We're going to feature the Bolton Brothers as our first feature for today, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
I looked out on a stormy sea. I heard the tide of it rolling. I felt it pulling me. Just before my life sailed away, into eternity. I heard a voice saying, follow me.
Makes me feel alive.
Tyrone, if you don't mind, steak and caviar, those things. Sing it for daddy.
I'm so glad.
My daddy.
Our next feature is not such an old group, but a group that has continued the tradition of African-American gospel. And from time to time here on Gospel Go, we do feature those groups that are still carrying on that tradition. I don't want you to think that we only play just old gospel, but we do encourage and we do celebrate those groups and those artists who are still doing traditional gospel music. And I want to bring to the forefront Pastor Sean Jones. Pastor Sean Jones and the Believers, formerly of the Alabama Spirituals. Sean Jones and the Believers started singing in the year 2000 at the First Baptist Church in Rockford, Alabama. They appeared on shows with great gospel singers like Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, Reverend Andrew Shears and the Songbirds, Darrell McFadden and the Disciples, Slim and the Supreme Angels, and the great Dorothy Norwood. After a few years, they stopped singing because members went off to college, other ministries, and life in general. But the Bible says that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. In 2011 was that time. The guys got back together with a bang, and it seems as if their gift made room for them to bring them before great men. In a video from the church's website, Reverend Jones spoke of the congregation quickly growing to over 300 members in 4 years. The church sits in the middle of a residential area where Jones said on any given Sunday, local residents can be seen sitting on their front porches enjoying the sounds of the service from the comfort of their homes. Jones believed in reaching people from all socioeconomic standings, including those struggling with alcohol and addiction. He recounted how after weekly services, he would find beer cans in front of the church left behind by men who wanted to come to church but could not bring alcohol into the sanctuary. These same men would meet Jesus and they would leave the beer behind and never be the same again. Jones talked about his ministry with a focus on how Jesus is still making a difference in lives today. He said, "I think this is a testimony to really the greatness of God, that we can come in one way and leave out another." He was the pastor of the New Thing Empowerment Church of Auburn, Alabama. Reverend Sean Jones passed away in 2017. He was only 32 years old. We're going to feature some of the music from Sean Jones and the Believers, a young man, very talented, gone too soon, right here on Gospel Gold. Every day and sing, worthy
Hey, I got morning.
It's coming in the morning.
It's gonna come in the morning.
It's gonna come in the morning.
I got the victory.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
But tell the Lord that sometimes
Jones,
Jesus would always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never.
Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending,
I'm depending, I'm
depending,
I'm depending on you.
Tell us, let's go and drive this thing, can't sing it long, but let's just tell it,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending.
When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on
We're
We hope that you have enjoyed our program today. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters and listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign, the words Gospel Gold, and the number 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, our email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net. So until we see you next week, God bless you is our desire.
Is there anybody here? You know you're going. Yeah. you gonna hold on.